Okay, so by the time you guys get there, what's going on?
By the time we get there, he was still in the club.
Stop it right there. Merlin Smoke Podcast. Welcome back. Part two of the King Von. I just sat and watched a full academics interview with the manager. Real cut and real genuine dude. If he dealing with YFN Melly, and King Von, like this nigga's making some money, because you know, Melly was getting money, like he like, and I'm pretty sure it's a lot of more money, you know, once he had actually got locked up, and then that song, the murder on mama, like when that song, you know, went to the top, you know, it's from the standpoint that he had, you know, he made a lot of money. He's making plenty of money off that, you know what I'm saying? If he was able to give six niggas $5,000, like, you know what I mean? Like, he was winning. He was up, you know? But like I said, the type of person that Von was, I said that in the first podcast, I said that typically he would be the one, he's the cause of him losing his life. And that's basically what his manager is basically saying, like, you know, it's just one time he's giving it to him straight that, you know, he's well articulated with his movement, he's cool headed, he's level, you know what I'm saying? But this particular night, he wasn't himself, he was moving different. Now I ain't gonna lie, out of town confusion. Out of town confusion is another level, you know. I can say it from experience. Like, I've been in Atlanta as well. I've been in Atlanta. Like I said, a lot of parts of Atlanta where clubs and shit at. Driving to them motherfuckers, you be looking like you in the damn wild, wild west. You know what I'm saying? So you like, man, where the fuck is this shit? Then you come to find out it's like it's on a corner. Like they literally have a club sitting in the middle of a damn deserted road with probably one rinky dink ass gas station. You know, that's just how Atlanta shit is. Like a lot of shit is not in one section, you know. So they probably like a little bit of shopping centers or whatever, you know what I'm saying? The rest of the shit is just here and here and here. And I kept looking, if you kept looking too, remember where his main club was, Opium. That's where his main club was at, that where he had his release party. You see, the other gentleman said something else. So, if you notice, it's like it's becoming like really, 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 really accurate. Like it's like once an artist out of town breaks their protocol, they die. Every time an artist, when a person die and you hear about it, because usually you never get. I mean, he was actually shot too. So it's like, this is a real, real inside severe story. So he went to a second club. Wasn't even really feeling all that good. I guess it seemed like he might have been feeling like he should have got paid more money for something. That's what it, you know, it kind of seemed. If you go back and watch the interview, it seemed like maybe they felt like he missed a payment or something. You know what I mean? So he was just like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna go here." Woo. Then to find out, you go to another spot and you never even make it in the club. You never even make it in the club. That's the craziest part. Like, another, I think the dude, Kevin Durant's friend, a light-skinned dude that was a rapper, that got killed in Atlanta, and he had his show. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and see, that's what I always say, the rap shit is so dangerous because, you know, in Atlanta, it's only a few spots a nigga gonna be. Cause they, it's a, like a deserted, it's not really, it's a beautiful city as in like living parts and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And, but as far as like where they have these little hole in the wall lounges and club areas and shit, they're not that big. So if a nigga from out there, then he'll automatically know. Like they said that the other OTF member, they was going on him because they saying that he canceled his shows in Savannah, Georgia. Because in Savannah, Georgia, is probably two clubs that niggas is gonna be at. Nigga, this joint or the one two streets over, or the one over there in East Pines. You know what I'm saying? That's how the big cities are. Like Ohio was another place like that. Like it's even. Shit, Waffle House. We got out. I drove out there. I was with my brothers. I said, shit, let's go to Waffle House. He said, shit, well, it's only two. You know, you can go to this one or this one. But you know, this one is where them niggas be at. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, it's evil. And if a nigga get a call that you at, oh, they at the Waffle House, then they know they either got to go here or they got to go here. So it's easy talk. So in Savannah, the Ronda Quando Rondo nigga, he born and raised in Savannah. He's actually from Savannah, Georgia. So you think he not about to know where the main club in Savannah, Georgia at? Nigga, he didn't even probably have to look at the damn fly. All he had to do, whoever was with him and seen it, was like, oh shit, nigga, you know, they had the Rose tonight. Oh shit, you know, they had the Neon tonight. And you, that shit, you know what I mean? Like clockwork. So once you, like I said, you steer off and go the wrong way, man, that's a clear cut case for a disaster.
Like, if he, you know, I moved, you know, I had a big spot that, yo, this man is like, I promise you, the best artist I ever moved in my life, as far as knowing how to conduct himself properly with the stumbling in that night, he stays in the car for like 30, 35 minutes, and everybody outside, it's cold and it's shivering. Like, everybody outside wondering, like, what's going on? So people starting to go back in the car. Like, all the home rods, everybody was working, they went back in the car. So I went to the car, and I was like, yo, man. Went inside the back of the seat, I was like, yo, bro, what's going on? Like, everybody in the street, let's go. He was like, all right, let's go. So at that time, this is where the security come in at. At that time, we're telling security, hey, it's time to go in now. Bond's ready. You know what I'm saying? I've been here too long. So they do their rounds. They go inside the club, check the venue, inside, check the outside, make sure there's no threat. Now, common sense, if you guys know security, nobody can have a sign with a weapon. No matter who you is, you cannot enter a building with a weapon, especially like the venue. So being alert that we're going into the club, all security. Thank you.
Stop it right there. That makes sense. I mean, of course we know what he's saying. I don't think he has no reason to lie. But what he's saying right there makes sense, because if you look at the angle of the video that we got, the club door is where DJ Baz is, the one with the colorful hoodie on and shit like that, that's jumping around. That's like the club entrance. But it had us looking like the club entrance might have been where they was at, but that might have just literally been the parking lot. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, most times the celebrities, they're gonna pull up in the front, because you know, they, something could happen by with them being like parked all the way in the cut type shit. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna pull up, y'all like kind of close to the, you know, to the door, so they, you know, get up in there. So, you know, that makes sense. Like I said, all the setup and all the setup thoughts and all that shit, you can lay that to rest, because that's over with.
From the side, like that, see on the camera, and shot one and me four times. I think he let four or five shots on. Mine got hit three or four times. I got hit in the leg, started bleeding, went for cover. He was down.
Are you on that security footage too?
Like, yes.
Okay.
I'm the one that's moving as the altercation happened. I'm the one that's right by him, moving back. When the guy came and shot him, I was the one that was right by him. That's when the bullet hit me. So it was God's grace that I didn't get shot in the right eye.
So, in helping, because, you know, I think people are looking at the social media, like when you're talking about, like, you know, people that weren't there speculating. Some people online said, yo, what happened is all the guys ran, left them, they just left him out there.
Even while being shot, he knew what was going on. He felt it because he was gone.
shit. It wasn't nothing as like, you know, y'all talking to each other. No, he was really holding that shit. And those shots that was fired by the individual that shot from him and myself was the only shots fired from those individuals. Every other shot was coming from Ontario. They started shooting everywhere. It was like a blanket full of shots going on. So when you see everybody taking cover, it wasn't taking cover away from the shooter from going on. They weren't taking cover because they didn't know where the stuff was going. If you look, people were running left, people were running right, people were running to the front door because we didn't know where the shots was coming from. Right? You got the police shooting anybody with a weapon that day.
Now that right there makes a hell of a lot of sense when you look at DJ Banz. That nigga DJ Banz was about to run towards the shooting, to the left, to the right, back in the club. He was just looking like a little girl, you know what I'm saying? But like now it makes sense. If he ain't know where the shit was coming from, who was hitting, like, you know what I'm saying? It make a lot of sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? What he's saying. And I gotta apologize to them guys myself, because I kind of made a little speculation, you know what I'm saying, of it too. And I was like, man, I would have, you know, but I just feel like the only thing that you can probably say is like, if y'all niggas didn't even make it into the club, you know what I'm saying, somebody could have either tried to make it back to the car, but I guess the dude he said that went to go get himself right, I think he got killed. Or he definitely got shot, or whatever the one. You know what I'm saying? It was almost like they had a I-beam scope on them, and if you had a gun, they was tearing your ass up. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess to keep the people safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you got a weapon that don't mean you got shot. That's how much stuff was getting raised. So if you guys are looking from the one angle of the camera and looking like, oh, did he run away from the shot? Wasn't nobody running away from no. Listen, bro, we didn't know where all this stuff was coming from. So it's automatic, if you don't know where the stuff comes from, you're gonna regress to see the situation. And the same guys that you guys are talking about, they came right back to Bonside. And if you could tell me after the shooter that shot Bond got shot from the back, which people think it came from somewhere else, it came from the back, he got shot from the back. If you look at the way he's trying to walk back to the car and he got shot, he was talking back. He still had his weapon. So why is progressing the bar? He's swinging away from like this. People were progressing back. But everybody was still alert to go get the bar. Because clearly, it took what, 4 or 5 people to bring bar into the car? To bring the bar?
Is there any truth to any of the rumors that the person who was still like entangled with bar after he got shot was, even though it might have been scuffling before, he was trying to help bar?
You see, all week I've been calling bullshit with that Asian doll bitch. I knew that shit was cap, bro. Because it's like, where are you getting this? Where are you getting these senses from? Who was in that car? Who could have been in that car that would be giving her this type of information? Like, for one, you're not even from Chicago. You just like had sex with a lot of Chicago people and shit like. Like, so you wouldn't nobody even need to reach out to you. You see what I'm saying? So, like, why you? You know what I'm saying? I told you all that shit was fake. Like, it's just, you know, like, when a nigga get killed, a strong man get killed, it's always that one female that want to sit around and be like, like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, get them. Like, there was a dude that died out here. He was like a bike life dude and shit. And it was like, it was like four or five girls that was trying to play the mistress role. And it was like, they was even going back and forth with each other because that shit is just something that happens normally. Like, and then Asian Doll was just trying very hard to be that person in that mode, even though he was with his mother's kids. You know what I mean? He was with his daughter, his father, you know, the kids to, you know what I mean? He was with her.
Around him. Have anyone that was close to the situation or that been there spoke to her? Because it seems like she's hurt a bit, but she's also making it seem like Ron was with a bunch of disloyal, jealous dudes who just allowed him to die in the street and get shot down like a dog.
That shit sounds smack like some shit that Asian Doll would say. And I ain't gonna hold you. I would have stopped reading the text right there. Once she said that, and he's letting shit be known. Once she would have said that, bruh, I would have deleted. I would have been like, yeah. Thanks a lot, man. Like, I would, the conversation, I would not have read any more of that shit. I would have been like, you goofy ass. Like, get all the Oblock chains? Like, bro.
With a spiritual reader. And I don't know if you've seen the messages. No. Hey.
Hey, real live, bro. Real live. Asian Doll better be safe in Chicago. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because they got female shooters out there, too. They got female shooters in there, out there, too. Good thing, like I said, that this is some... This is some, you know, they hopefully everybody takes it as, you know, shawty grieving, ooh, you know what I'm saying?
Was Vaughn and Asian Doll, like, really close right before his death? Because...
Now, look, one thing I can say I can say that I don't like this nigga, Academics. But he the GOAT. He the GOAT. With questions like this, he the GOAT. Like, these are, like, him and... Like, Charlamagne Tha God is, of course, the number one, and then he's number two. I think I could have the ability. You got to be a little pussy to be real good at these. If you any ounce of a street nigga, it's kind of hard to do these, to ask these corny bitch ass kind of questions. Not necessarily this one, but this question right here was perfect. It's like he asking the right kind of questions to get the right response out of you to be like, nigga, fuck no.
No.
She's acting like a lifelong partner, like a marriage, like, you know, like,
no disrespect to God. Vaughn needs a friend of mine. He cares for her because she's a very good guy. So, of course, he's one of the best for her. He brought her to certain shows, but he, you know, there wasn't that. And that's why I'm so baffled and confused, because she's coming on these platforms just taking these tweets like it came from Bond personally. Aiden Dawn did not speak to Bond before he died. Aiden Dawn is telling me that she's talking to Bond and something like for the spiritual reason. And Bond is telling her this. What type of goofy shit you want? Do you think it's because she's hurt or something? Is she hurt? We hurt. Be hurt.
Nigga, she clout chasing, bro. Think about it, like Asian Doll, like think about it. Think about it. Asian Doll is definitely like, she's definitely like that. How can I say, like you could tell, like she, you could tell she's a loner. Like she a loner. Like she already had no friends because she got a real, real shitty, nasty attitude. Her family probably don't really fuck with her like that. That's why she stay from home. She's stingy. For real, because you can see, you tell, she's never really home. Like when I've been stopped following her because of all that bullshit and cap and shit and how she was acting. Even like when she signed the Gucci and shit, it was like she just was just moving corny and shit to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's like she always try to seem like she's one step ahead, but really she just lame as hell and just want to be clout chasing because ain't no way. That you would do all that shit, like y'all was in a relationship. You knew damn well, like you was barely seeing her anymore. Like I want to say he might have got into it. He might have said something to her, or fucked her again after she had got into that accident. Remember she got into that accident and she was like, this bitch was recording. In the, like, this was recorded with blood on her forehead, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just trying to get the most amount of clout that she could get out of the situation. Like, bitch was like, bitch, you might be about to die, and you sitting here fucking recording and like real live, like telling the story and shit, like. Like, bitch, like, you got plenty of time to do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got plenty of time to do this. Like, you could, like, heal up a little bit and, you know, and then speak later. Like, you know what I'm saying? A month, like, a week or two later, she feeling better or get in the house and then tell the story. Like, this bitch so day by day, from hour to minute to hour with the shit that you got to record before you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, she really lame, son. She really lame. And just to hear that shit, bruh, was so whack, bruh. Like she really was saying some vicious shit that had some people really thinking, like, damn, like, maybe, I'm pretty sure ain't nobody think that she had got that shit from some spiritual shit, you know what I'm saying? Somebody was thinking that she was talking to somebody that was in that one of them cars or at that hospital, you know what I'm saying, or at the club or something. And they was telling her that shit.
Again, Lucy, why I'm getting there are also people who say this is like so like so messy because they're like maybe one of the reasons why those two groups of people or those two artists collided is actually had a